Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less.
Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Do you like school supplies? I love school supplies. New pens and pencils, sticky tabs for marking pages, pencil sharpeners, rulers, and index cards. Buying new supplies at the beginning of the school year is fun. Today, our topic is the workhorse of school supplies, the stapler. A stapler does the job of attaching papers together so they don't get separated and lost. Of course, a paper clip might work, but if papers are jostled or dropped, they can escape from the paper clip. A stapler passes a thin slice of metal through multiple papers and folds the metal underneath so that the papers are secure. It can also affix a piece of paper to a flat surface like a bulletin board. The first tool of this kind has a very royal history. It was made for King Louis XV of France in the 1700s. Each staple was handmade and embossed with the king's insignia. They were much fancier than thin modern staples. In 1841, Samuel Slocum patented a device that stuck metal pins into paper to secure them together. Each pin had to be loaded individually, and after it was stuck into the paper, the machine had to be reloaded with the next staple. It worked, but it wasn't very efficient. In 1866, George McGill applied for a U.S. patent for small, bendable paper fasteners. His device only loaded one staple at a time, and it weighed 2.5 pounds. But it got the job done. The name staple was first used in 1901. Modern staplers function in almost the same way as the original models, but many staples can be loaded at once. Here's how it works. The stapler sits on a non-slip base, so that when it is pressed down, it doesn't shift position. On the upper surface of the base is the anvil, which is the metal plate that the papers rest on, ready to be stapled together. The hanger is the movable part of the stapler, which is attached to the base with a hinge. Inside the hanger is the magazine, which holds the sleeve of staples that are loaded into the device. The metal head covers the magazine. This is the part of the stapler that we press down. At the end of the magazine is a spring that keeps the staples pressed to the front of the stapler. At the front of the magazine is the plunger blade. When the metal head is pressed down, the plunger blade presses down one single staple through the paper, and the ends of the staple are pushed against the anvil and folded inward. Voila! With one press, the papers are stapled together. This convenient little machine has been adapted to suit many different purposes. There are electrically powered staplers and pressurized staplers that are used in carpentry, furniture building, and other manufacturing industries. Some of these have trigger-style mechanisms, so they are quick and easy to use. Industrial staplers often do not have ends that fold in. They simply attach two pieces of wood or material together. Of course, different applications require staples of different sizes. Standard office staplers are only 0.017 inches in diameter. That would be way too small for furniture building. Next time you use a stapler, take a moment to appreciate the job this little device does. It's a truly modern convenience.
Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.